さ、もう、うん。So you don't, you really don't feel like white people. You really believe white people don't? You think white people eat their hamburgers well done?
In my personal experience, I have never been with anyone that ordered.
Or just anyone in your life, just.
Right. I'm just saying I have never sat at a meal with somebody who said. Other than well done.
Really?
Correct.
I think most white people, like, there's, like, what's it? Not raw.
Medium rare?
Yeah, like medium
I've
rare. They like their.
Heard anybody say medium rare?
Because I'm telling you, because, like, because even.
Because also at a restaurant, when you say medium rare, it's rare.
No, but even, like, with steaks. Because, like, when I was working at the restaurant and shit, like, a lot of people. And I get it, because they've been eating, you know, a lot of people that go there, they eat steaks regularly and stuff, even if it ain't there. So they kind of, like, it is, like, that's one thing I did switch up. Like, with hamburgers, I still want my shit well done. But when it comes to steak, I like it, like, medium well.
Yeah, I like it a little.
Because when it comes to steak, you do want, you don't want it
tender.
Well done, because you,
it's too tough.
It takes all, like, all the flavor out
yes.
and shit. But with hamburgers, I like it well done. But I'm saying when it comes to steaks and stuff like that, because even like the servers, and most of them were white, they would complain, almost like complain and shit, when like black customers or even the handful of white customers every once in a while that would ask for it well done. You could hear them, you should hear them, they'd be back there like almost making a joke out of that shit. Because, you know, because like black people, we like our shit well done. So a lot of, you know, a lot of black people, they still like their steaks well done. And so, like, the white servers in there, they'll still make fun of that. Like, in the back, you know, when they're taking the order back there and shit like that, they'll be like, oh, they won't, like, say anything racist, just outwardly racist, like, oh, fucking black people want. But just the comments, you know what I'm saying? It's still a racial comment, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a stereotype, you know what I'm saying? But, and I'll be standing there like, that's bullshit.
I think that might be a case of you
that ain't reading into it. When they come in and they complain about black people
Did
wanting
they
straws,
they
complain about black
something?
They complain about black people asking for straws. They ask for black people not wanting to asking when we want ice, either ice or we don't want ice in our water. They always used to put black people in the basement. Or they would make fun about the bill, like when black people would come in, the servers, they wouldn't want the table. Because they would automatically assume like that it was going to be a weak-ass bill, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like they weren't going to spend much. All stereotype shit, that's racial bullshit. How are you going to, like when I was telling you, when I went to that shoe store, and the shoe salesman came, and I just asked him how much something was. But he automatically assumed that, like, I was on a budget or something because I was asking the price of something. That don't mean I'm broke or that I only have a certain amount of money. That might just mean that I just want to spend a certain amount of money in here. He didn't ask the other white, he didn't ask the white customers in there anything like that. Because it was like I had asked him how much a pair of shoes was, you know what I'm saying? And then he was like, it was the gift card. I bought the gift card, and then when I took the gift card up there, he was like, yeah, I understand sometimes you want to know how much stuff is, the budget or whatever. And I was just like, budget or whatever. I didn't really say nothing, you know what I mean? Because where was that in Whitefish Bay? They would have took that, you know what I mean? They were talking about calling the police and all that kind of stuff, so I just kind of let it go.
I mean, in those circumstances, I feel like you have to pick.
Because they just assume like all black people are poor, that we, you know, we're struggling at that. We, you know what I'm saying? Like we only got so much money.
Right, but I feel like I agree that that was profiling.
That was what?
Profiling. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to say I've experienced that too when I'm wearing like sweatpants. You know, when I just look kind of scrubby. And I would ask, like, oh, how much is that? Or, you know, do you have something less expensive or whatever? They give you, they kind of...
Well, they might just consider you white trash.
Right.
At that, just because right. of how you're dressed that morning, or
right.
some bullshit.
Or I look bummy.
But but see, even with that though, you might as well in that situation, you might as well be black in that moment, because they're treating you the same anyway.
Yeah, I feel like customer service, they kind of size anyone up. If they look poor, then they're gonna treat you like you're poor, whether you are or not.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about that. But no, but yeah, I was just saying though, like, I'm telling you, that stuff happens in the restaurants, because I've worked at them and I've seen it. I've been back there seeing that shit happen. Because there's been times where I've just, like, kind of removed my, or like, I'll see, like, I'll be out there and I'll see the black customers, like, getting their order taken and stuff like that, and I'll see the server, because I'll already be knowing what they're thinking. And I already know what they're going to go back there and say to, like, the cook and all that shit. Or like when black people ask for A1 steak sauce up in there, they think, they complain about that. They think nobody should be eating A1 steak sauce. Who are you to say what somebody should be eating on their steak?
Right.
But, you know, that shit, man, that shit used to piss me off.
Is that why you don't work there anymore?
No. I could deal with all that. No, I was putting up with all that, but that's real. You don't believe me?
I believe your experience. How about that? I maybe necessarily don't believe your statistics.
What you mean about what? Which one?
I believe your experiences.
The experience about what? What stats you don't believe?
That,
yeah, I need some water. Oh, shit.
Your stats that white people like their food rare.
They do.
But in my experience, I've not had...
I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying, I would say 75%. Ask your white friends. I'm sure straight
you know
up
I'm
going to
take a poll.
Ask your white friends.
Take a poll tomorrow at work, because there's only 4 black people.
But don't lead them.
No, I'm just going to say, if you were to order a steak, would you order rare, medium rare, well done, or what's the other option?
Well, it really don't even matter. Like, as long as they ain't saying that they would get it well done, then that goes in my column. Because
well,
I'm saying, like, basically they want some pink in their shit.
Right.
And that is a stereotype of white people to say that black people like all their shit, all our meat well done and shit.
Right, so I want to know.
And that we want straws and everything.
People, would they prefer well done or rare?
Or just say well done or some pink in it.
Well, some pink would be medium rare, right? Is it rare, medium or rare, or well done? Those are the 3 options, right?
Just say, would you want it rare, medium rare, or well?
Okay. I'm going to do a survey tomorrow.
Or you could say...
Should I ask them what their nationality is, too?
No, don't do that.
We're not supposed to.
Or you could maybe just be like, if you order a steak and a hamburger, you got to ask for both.
Like...
Ask them give them 3 levels.
Yeah.
Say what... From raw to well done. 1 being raw, 3 being well done. Like, do you want a 1, 2, or 3?
Because right,
two,
like
they're
how
most
you order it.
Right, because as long as they don't, if they say 1 or 2, that's more in your argument. If they say 3, it's more mine. I'm going to guarantee that at least if you asked to 10 white people, at least 7 of them are going to say 1 or 2. And not well done.
Okay.
At least 7 out of them 10. You may have 3 that are going to say well done.
Okay.
May at the most.
You want me to only ask 10 people?
At the most,
as
ask as many as you can.
Okay. Oh, I'm not at work tomorrow. I'll ask
Friday.